what fell on you?
That's right.
Not just what fell.
Yeah.
What fell on you?
What fell on you? Could
what
be anything.
Fell on huh? you?
I like that way.
Yeah, thank
what
you.
What fell on you?
You.
The reason we're asking.
You were the thing the thing fell on.
You were the thing that thing fell on. It could fall on any part of you, but it fell on you.
It fell on you.
Because yesterday, I was doing a little home workout, got some equipment at home, and I do, there's a called towel chin-ups or pull-ups, where you put a towel over the railing on the deck, like on the, one of the top beams.
Okay.
And it hangs down, you grip it.
Is this like you got a door, you got a gym, but you got a towel and a plank, you can do
you
this.
You got a towel and a railing and a plank.
Just as catchy.
You can do the gym.
You got a towel and a load-bearing horizontal beam, you got a gym.
And a nice afternoon in which to do it outside.
You got yourself a workout. Yes, it's exactly like that. And that's what I was doing. I was doing some towel chin-ups. Mm-hmm. I noticed some like sort of like... Sorry, that's Siri on my watch.
You noticed some interesting questions?
I noticed some like sort of dust and black spots sort of coming down. I just thought it was dirt from the beam.
Of course, who's cleaning up there?
Exactly. Yeah. Didn't think too much into it. As I went on, I could see what looked like spider eggs and baby spiders sort of crawling around up there. And I was like, oh, they're nowhere near me. And I was getting sort of hard towards the tail end of my set, you know, rep 8, rep 9. Eyes were closed, clenching, getting up there. When I felt something, swear to God, fall down and land on my cheek, as I looked in and brushed it off and flicked it off, it was a spider.
So they were babies. It was
I looked
babies
under
up
the
up
towel.
There.
Spiders everywhere. There was like a little because the towel's been there for over a year. I left it there. I think I left it there in the pandemic last year.
Do you leave it in place
yeah,
at all
just
time?
Just to chill up. Yeah, the towel's probably going to snap soon. To be honest with you,
it's and not, they're not, like this is a comfy little homestead for us.
Yeah, we'll just chill under this towel. It barely gets used.
Oh,
and because I was using it and moving it around and stuff like that, the spiders obviously got agitated. One fell down and landed on my face.
Was that a baby or was that the mama?
Oh, it was pretty big. It wasn't
okay,
a baby.
Okay, maybe a teenager who hadn't left the nest yet. Just a bit, it was like a 40-year-old son who hadn't moved out of home.
Exactly.
Yet. Yeah, okay.
I'm taking my jump and all of a sudden...
In the face!
Oh, yeah. My God. My Nana has a similar story. She went to bed one evening and was, you know, in those really deep, you know, sort of, I'm definitely nodding off here. Yeah. And just started feeling this like beep, beep, beep on her face. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? Got up, turned the lamp on, and the same thing. The nest of the spiders had been in the corner of the room. They hadn't noticed it because the sacks are just like white. So I guess it can blend in if you're not looking. And they had hatched overnight and then, had started dripping down on her face.
It's so gross. And then knowing after it, like I did flick it off really quick and like probably didn't know while it was on my face it was a spider. But when you flicked over, you see the spider and you look up and see all the other spiders.
Oh, all his brothers and sisters.
Oh, you just feel sick.
Oh, well, I've had like something pretty gross land on my face. I used to ride a scooter, which as we all know is very cool.
Sex magnet.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
a red rocket.
So like if you know what a helmet looks like the things, there's only a small square of your face that is visible.
Yeah, you didn't have the shield thing down, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Which went to my nose.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? So there's only a very small, very tiny rectangle of your face that is available. I would have been traveling like 60 k's an hour, so obviously a steep downhill because that's the only way to get up
picked up some steam.
And a bat pooed.
No.
A bat.
And I would have been going 60, and somehow it landed on my cheek, but partially in my mouth.
Bat poo.
Bat poo. This massive, like it would
was
have been.
Was it night?
It was early morning.
Okay.
It was like 4 a.m. in the morning on the way to work.
It was his morning poo.
Yeah. That's like a good red scooter to poo on. Yeah.
I bet you can see these mates being like, I bet you I can poo on a moving target. Yeah. All right, go get that guy on the red scooter. Yeah.
Don't need his clothes or his helmet, though. Right on the only patch of skin that's exposed.
10 points for his mouth.
Oh. And it would have been the size of a tennis ball, the patch that I then had to clean off. Oh. It was enormous.
And bat poo, not good for you.
I instantly started, because I was, you know, swallowing bat poo.
Yeah, that's not
great.
Oh
my God, and like trying to take the helmet off, you're smearing it probably.
Oh.
That's foul.
That's gross.
Anyway, that's what fell on my face. Yeah.